Okay, it's October 7th at 5:39 p.m. And I thought that this time I would try first tape recording myself and then leave it as a message at the New York Times voicemail. And that way, if there's any kind of discrepancy or dispute about what I said, I'll have the message that I left. And the reason that there's a couple things that I wanted to mention, because I couldn't get everything on the internet today as usual, but I thought I didn't need them to get worse. And some things I think are really, really just seriously pressing at this point. One is that I did do a Google searches earlier today. There was a Svedka, I think it's vodka van, that was one of the harassing vehicles, or at least it was mixed up with all that other stuff that was on Newberry Street today, and it said on the side party like it's 2033, so that's why I did those searches earlier today, and I just certainly didn't have a chance to put the notes that I had taken from those blocks of Newberry Street up at all. And my handwriting's so terrible that I don't know if I'll even be able to, because my handwriting is so bad. And so I think I'm gonna start to have to switch from trying to take handwritten notes and trying to keep up with it, you know, because there's no time. Like, there's, for me to take legible, comprehensive notes of everything that happens, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I think a tape recorder is the best way to do it. So I'm going to have to start doing that, at least to make notes for myself. So there was that as far as Google searches go. Not that I should have to explain it, obviously, but obviously, at least for the moment, I'm doing that just to be practical about the situation. So there was that. Also, they really cannot continue to block off the roads like that. They absolutely cannot continue to do that. What about ambulances? You know, what about people who are just trying to, or are sick, or trying to get the doctor, trying to drive themselves to hospital, you know, or late? I mean, it's so irresponsible. If you think only, you know, in terms of the traffic being displaced into other streets, other side streets, you know, other situations, because a lot of this stuff is happening, like, on these main streets, and even if an ambulance, you didn't have to go along one of the main streets that gets blocked up, which is obviously not true, because they would need to go. What about all the side streets where the ambulances would want to go, where they have all this displaced traffic from traffic that would ordinarily be going along all those streets that have been blocked off by this fake construction? Because it just goes on and on. I mean, it's every day. It's all these streets, and then, you know, it's really, really not okay. It's very dangerous, you know, and it's so irresponsible. So there's that. And then on the way over here, after I left the internet and before I started leaving this message, I heard on one of the local radio stations, sort of a short news moment, where they were talking about how a tractor trailer had crashed, you know, on one of the routes that I think going either in or out of Boston. And I was like, no, because they were like, oh yeah, there was a tractor trailer crash and traffic is backed up for 15 miles. And I finally just realized, I'm like, what are they doing? Are they crashing things on purpose so that they can say there's a crash and the traffic is backed up for 15 miles? Are they're actually doing that to people? Because it's been day after day after day of these kinds of stories, not just the radio, but on like local TV stations. Whether they're local TV stations, I'm not sure, because I think I only ever see the ones that are... Well, I can't really think about it that way anymore, can I? I mean, because Boston TV stations are not like, it's not like they're small TV stations. But whatever it is, whatever channel that I happen to be watching, it's like there have been all these stories of, you know, oh, this pothole damage is backed up, traffic is backed up for like however many miles, or a bridge fallout, this trend and traffic is backed up for all these miles. And it just has gone on for day after day after day. And so finally, I'm thinking, Are they actually creating these problems? Are they actually did they crash a tractor trailer so that they could report that it had crashed and that traffic was actually backed up for 15 miles? I mean, have they really gone that far with it? It's just, they can't, because I can't get out there to see it, is the thing too. I mean, I can only see the things that are in Boston that are within walking distance for me. You know, so how it only just occurred to me that that was something that they were doing, I don't know. But I guess it did, because I haven't... Ripping up the road, you know, and leaving it, all these holes and spaces and things unfinished and stuff, and then replacing it is pretty bad, because it doesn't need to be done. It's a waste of time, it's a waste of money. But I don't think that so far I have seen in person some actual like destruction, right? Like crashing a tractor trailer or pulling down part of a bridge or creating a pothole and then not fixing it, and then deliberately, you know, directing traffic all the way around. I mean, at least in Boston, I've seen attempts made to have it look like it's legitimate construction, which is still really, really bad. But it's like, what is happening to people who are out in the suburbs who are trying to get in and out of Boston? They can't keep doing that. They just absolutely cannot continue to do that.